VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says the president's discussions with Russian officials about construction of a Trump Tower in Moscow went on throughout the time he was campaigning for the White House in 2016. That is months longer than previously acknowledged. He told NBC's Meet the Press, "It's our understanding that they went on through 2016. There weren't a lot of them," said Giuliani, "but there were conversations." He said he could not be sure of the exact date. Students at a Catholic school in the southern state of Kentucky, who are seen in a video mocking Native Americans in Washington, D.C., could be expelled from the school. Videos circulating online show a teen staring at and standing extremely close to 64-year-old Nathan Phillips, a Native American man and Vietnam veteran who was singing and playing a drum. Other students also surrounded him, chanting, laughing, and jeering. In a joint statement, the Diocese of Covington and the Catholic High School apologized and said they're investigating. This is VOA News. Pakistan arrested more than a dozen counterterrorism officers on Sunday. The arrest came a day after the officers shot a middle-aged couple, their teenage daughter, and a family friend in what the officers had described as a shootout with Islamic State militants. Two young daughters of the family survived. Relatives and witnesses say the victims were shot in cold blood. An official with the United Nations mission in Mali says that jihadists linked to al-Qaeda have killed 6 peacekeepers, make that 10 peacekeepers, and injured at least 19 others in an attack on a peacekeepers' camp in northern Mali's Kidal region. Residents confirmed the Sunday morning assault, saying that attackers came in motorcycles and cars. The camp houses peacekeepers from Chad. The peacekeeping mission in Mali is one of the deadliest in the UN. Sudanese police fired tear gas as protesters gathered Sunday for fresh demonstrations calling on longtime President Omar al-Bashir to step down. Witnesses say police confronted protesters as they attempted to march on Parliament in Omdurman, Khartoum's twin city. Protests were also reported in several districts of Khartoum, with demonstrators chanting freedom, peace, and justice, and overthrow, overthrow. British police say they've spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of Queen Elizabeth II was photographed apparently driving without wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious crash. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Investigators have spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of the Queen was photographed apparently driving without wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious car crash. Now Norfolk police say suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. Philip was driving another Land Rover when he was involved in the violent collision in which two women in a Kia car were injured. A 9-month-old baby boy in the Kia was unhurt. Philip had to be helped out of the overturned vehicle, but wasn't injured.
British media on Saturday published a photograph showing the 97-year-old royal driving a new Land Rover near the royal residence in eastern England. There's been no comment from the Queen's representatives. A major winter storm has brought some of the coldest temperatures of the season to a large part of the United States. The New England area in the northeast was hard hit on Sunday. Nearly 5,000 flights have been canceled around the country. The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings or advisories for 15 states, stretching from southeast Missouri to Maine. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.